You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Just, I guess, speaking of fantastic events, we've got a special guest in the studio with us. We've got Siobhan Dillon, who is the director, very fancy title, of the Dunedin Swing Festival. Siobhan, welcome.
Hello, thank you for having me.
No problem, thanks for joining us. You're going to pick a few songs for us in a little bit, which is pretty cool. We don't often have like interview guests come in and select some songs, so it's nice to have you just come hang out for a little bit.
Lucky me.
But yeah, you are the director.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which to my mind gives you like a cool hat and a fancy chair or something.
Absolutely.
But here, you're the director of the Dunedin Swing Festival, and this is an event that happens in Otsipoti, Dunedin, every year, and this is the 10th anniversary extravaganza. Is that right?
It is. Yeah. Yep, it started 10 years ago as a much smaller kind of thing called the Vintage Street Swing Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And since then it's sort of gotten bigger and bigger, and we thought we'd really push the boat out this year and do a big 10th anniversary fun time.
Right, so
extravaganza.
Does that mean there have been 10, or did COVID throw a wrench in the works, or is it?
No, we have had 10, so okay. We went online because COVID did throw a wrench in the works, mm-hmm. but we cancelled the in-person event, but went online and had a fun day of workshops.
Safely.
Yeah.
Okay, and so for maybe the people that have no idea or hear the word swing and they're like, that sounds risque, what is that? what is the Dunedin Swing Festival?
It's run by Swing Riot Dunedin, which is a community of swing dance enthusiasts, mostly. So swing dance is dancing from the swing era, so from like the 1920s to the late 1940s, I guess, of big band jazz music. Yeah.
All right. So not like free weird jazz. It's like kind of classic, big peppy, a lot of peppy horns and stuff like that. And I guess that kind of music has continued, like there's current artists making that kind of music as well.
Yeah,
it's not just old music, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Much like anything else, there's people who've found these things, you know, much like the folk music, people find mm-hmm. these things and keep the traditions going and write new stuff, stay true
to the roots and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And so you say it's presented by Swing Riot, a local group of swing dance enthusiasts. You're a member of Swing Riot?
I am.
How long have you been a part of the group or dancing? Or
I started dancing back in 2016. Yeah, I started dancing in 2016. And then very quickly, I got people saw that I was an organizer.
Yeah.
And I got roped in to doing things. I have been part of the organizing team for Swing Riot and the Swing Festival for probably, I think, since 2017.
And you do other dance and other music as well, like you and your family members. You're pretty involved in, like, the folk scene, like the, what's it called out in Whare Flat?
My mum ran Whare Flat for, I think, 20 years, Whare Flat Folk Festival. So, organising big festivals and things is in my blood.
Okay. And so it's gotten bigger and bigger every year. This is the big 10th anniversary extravaganza. But for maybe people that can't quite picture it or can't quite hear it in their head, what kind of music, like you say, it's to the big band stuff of the 30s and 40s, but like what does the dancing look like? It's hard to picture it on radio. But
it is, yeah. It's a mixture of partnered and solo dancing that happens, so people can dance on their own or with other people. It's a dance form that started in Harlem, New York, and it's an African-American dance form, so it's really grounded, it's quite bouncy. A lot of people can picture rock and roll. It's the precursor to rock and roll. And roll kind of evolved out of, so it's got a lot of those throws, a lot of those similar steps, but I don't know, I'd say it's a lot more fun.
And the music's different to rock and roll, and maybe a few less kind of checkered skirts than the rock and roll crowd. Okay, so I said you could maybe pick us a few songs.
Yeah.
So maybe to give us an idea, can we have sort of like a jazzy one, which would be like the kind of, is that the kind of main style of music that's danced to?
Yeah. We have a couple of different things. So we also dance a lot of, so because it's swing era, we also do a lot of blues dancing and stuff as well. But I'll pick you a jazz tune now.
All right.
I've got one here from Laverne Baker.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is our guest selector, Siobhan Dillon, from the Dunedin Swing Festival. What's the song called?
On Revival Day.
All right. Let's hear it. All right, well, that was quite fun. Laverne Baker on Revival Day, that was the first selection, chosen for us by Siobhan Dillon, director of the Dunedin Swing Festival. You like that song?
It's a good one. It's a fun one to dance to.
Yeah. A lot of great, like, back in that golden era, I guess, of the swing music, were there a lot of women playing the music, or were there a lot of them sort of, like, in the vocals and sort of pseudo-band leader position, but maybe not playing the music?
There were a lot of, well... Of course. Sexism. Yay.
It's the 40s.
It's the 40s.
Yeah. It was the 40s.
It was the 30s and 40s. So, of course, there were some incredible female jazz musicians. And as you heard, some, Laverne Baker, an amazing singer. But there were a lot of women who didn't get the kudos that they deserved and didn't get the band leader positions because, serious men needed those positions.
Yeah.
John?
Their careers depended on it.
That's right.
Them getting it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but there were a lot of women playing the music and incredible musicians, of course.
And, on that note, the Dunedin Swing Festival is a multi-day event over King's Birthday weekend from the 30th of May until the 3rd of June. And there's quite a few events. There's a lot of dance classes, but one of the events is a documentary screening, which is on women in
jazz. It's called Lady Be Good, Instrumental Women in Jazz. And we're screening that on the Friday at Yours at 2 p.m.
Yours is a fantastic wee cafe venue on Moray Place. And is that a ticketed event, or how does the documentary screening work?
It's a kōha entry.
Okay.
Yeah. So, very much like in the Yours thing, whatever you think is appropriate to pay.
Right. So that's 2 p.m. Friday the 31st at Yours.
Yeah.
There are a range of other events that the public can get to. I'm aware that the big... value deal, aka the whole festival pass is sold out, which includes evening events and daytime classes. But the evening events are still open to the public? Some of them are?
Yep. So all of the evening events are open to the public, but there are two that are probably a lot more accessible to people who haven't danced before.
Mm-hmm.
We've got on the Thursday night, the whole festival kicks off at Arja. With a blues band.
Yeah. Okay.
So, like I said before, we do blues dancing as well. And so we've got the Little Eddie's Blues Band.
Oh, cool.
Which is being... band leader is John Dodd.
Okay,
So, epic musician.
Mm-hmm.
And so that should be a really fun night. That's a good one to come to. That's $20, and you can find all the tickets on our website or on Qmanatics.
Yeah, that's dunedinswingfestival.co.nz.
Sure is.
Yeah.
So that's the Thursday night, and that's blues. And so you can come along to that. Blues is quite accessible because, if you can do a good old step tap, you can dance to blues. It's great. And you can watch the blues dancers go for it and just enjoy the band and have a drink.
Yeah.
The other one is on the Saturday night. We have our big ball, which is the Glenroy Ball, and there's that's slightly more jazz focused throughout the evening. So there's a Lindy Hop taster dance class on the front of that for people to come to. So that one's free as part of your ticket.
The Glenroy Ball at the Glenroy Auditorium, which is a pretty swaggy venue.
Yeah.
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 And
I told you we pushed the boat out this
year. And the Dunedin City Jazz Orchestra, fantastic coalition of musicians.
Yeah.
You've probably danced to their music a bit.
Sure have, They've played for us for years and love us coming along and coming to their gigs and dancing as well. It's really great.
So a couple public events that people can head along to. The Friday 31st of May documentary screening, 2 p.m. at Yours. The Blues event at Adjo on Thursday the 30th from 8 p.m. with the Little Eddie's Band, and then the big behemoth event. The Glenroy Ball at the Glenroy Auditorium on Saturday the 1st with a dance class at the start. So Lindy Hop is the jazzy one.
Yeah.
And does blues dancing have a fun name like that? It's just blues dancing.
It's just blues dancing.
And all kinds of blues music? You can kind of dance it to all kinds?
Yeah. We have a little saying that, you know, blues isn't a tempo. And so there's, you know, all different forms of blues music, from really slow to quite peppy and fast.
Okay.
And
so whether it's 12-bar blues or not, it's kind of, you can kind of dance it.
Yeah.
Can you pick a blues song for us to put on, just for a little bit of that vibe, just to see what people could expect?
Yeah, let's go.
What have we got?
We've got Hush Hush by Etta James.
Okay, I think I recognize that name. Blues. I get it. It's accurate, that song. Who is that again? Etta James.
Etta James, yeah.
With Hush Hush. We've got Siobhan Dillon in the studio. She's coming to us wearing her director's hat of the Dunedin Swing Festival, a local community-run dance event, King's Birthday weekend, end of the month this month, Thursday the 30th through Monday the 3rd, and it's the big 10th anniversary extravaganza. So, huge event. So, you got a team behind you as well, putting on the event. Do it all yourself.
No. We have a lovely committee of hardworking folk that are doing it with me.
I'm sure there's a lot involved in organizing such a huge event, although you've had practice, but still.
Yeah. I've got a good team who've been doing it together for a while now, so it's pretty good.
Quite enjoyed that bluesy track. Like, I can see maybe if you're not, don't think of yourself as a super coordinated dancer, that you could kind of still do a bit of styly hip swaying or just a bit of two-steppy, little like slow turns and stuff.
Yeah, blues is really about engaging with the music and just feeling it.
Yeah.
Just feeling it.
And probably the Lindy Hop to the jazzy stuff is as well, but it's probably a bit more technical.
Yeah.
But still accessible. So people that wanted to head along to the Glenroy event and do the taster class, that's kind of for just straight beginners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Get a fun move or two. You can bust it out at the ball or at a wedding, you know? It looks a bit fancy. Yeah.
People love it.
I don't think of myself as a dancer, but could probably manage it.
Yeah, I think you could jump.
Yeah, thank you. Cool. Well, it's been really nice to have you come in the studio, Siobhan, and pick a few songs, take the pressure off me a little bit. You picked some great female jazz and blues artists.
Thank you.
You got one more for
us
just to go out on?
We have the phenomenal Ella Fitzgerald. Had to finish off with her.
And most people will know the name Ella Fitzgerald.
Absolutely. Yeah. And this is a cool track called Darktown Strutter's Ball.
All right. Enjoy this one. And if you like what you hear and you think you could dance to it and you want to learn a cool move or two maybe to impress your friends, head to dunedinswingfestival.co.nz. There's a few public events. There's a documentary screening. You can dance to some fantastic live bands or just go watch some really impressive dancers doing their thing. So, yeah, it's quite cool. Thank you for coming in, Siobhan.
Thank you so much, John.
All right, Ella Fitzgerald, and the song was?
Darktown Strutter's Ball.
All right, let's see it. Well, not see it, hear it.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.